Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to welcome all the devotees on this most auspicious occasion of the 17th anniversary of the appearance of their lordships Shri Shri Radha Gopinath when they manifested in this place in the prakat form. And since then they have been continuing to shower their causeless mercy on devotees, people all around here. Prashila Prabhupada says that Krishna is never alone. You will always see Krishna along with his devotees. Just like king means his kingdom, his queen, his soldiers, his subjects, etc. Similarly, Krishna means Rasraj. And you will never see him alone. He is always reciprocating with his devotees. So it will not be complete to speak simply of the appearance of their lordships without speaking about the devotees who were involved in this particular event. Many of you have, in the last 2 years when we celebrated the 15th and 16th, when Krishna turned his eternal teenage years, of course he always remains 16, but he's 17 here. So we heard so many wonderful incidents which were connected with their appearance and the initial years. So one devotee was telling, we have already heard, what are we going to hear now? But as it is said, Krishna's pastimes are unlimited. Amazingly, this morning in the Bhagavatam class, we heard some one beautiful incident which we had probably never heard. So down the memory lane, as devotees go, more and more things become manifest. And different devotees have been involved in various ways. So this evening we will have some of the devotees who were at that time when the DT installation took place, sharing their realizations and some of the incidences. And also other devotees who have, during the Balya Leela, were there, who came here and had some interactions of the early years of this manifestation of this temple and its activities, understanding of which will give us an appreciation of what we are able to relish and have access to today. And become more grateful. So I would like to invite His Grace Srinath Ji Prabhu to kindly come and share his realization and few words about whatever he would like to share. And we also have one very surprise waiting for all of you. And if you sincerely pray to Gopinath Ji, that thing may happen. May manifest. Hare Krishna.
Trying for half an hour. Hare Krishna. I am the very poor substitute for Radhanath Maharaj. So we are expecting any minute Radhanath Maharaj connection to come through. And we were hoping it would already come, but Govind Prabhu is not yet able to complete that connection. So we are once more meeting today, and I would just like to tell you the most important thing, that it was due to Radhanath Maharaj's non-tiring effort that we are sitting here. The original desire, everything happens by desire, right? So the original desire was of Srila Prabhupada, when coming down the steps of Bharatidya Bhavan in 1971, when he told his secretary at that time, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, that we must have a temple here, we must have a preaching center. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, much later on, when this was ready and functioning, told us that it was Prabhupada's intense desire. So we must all appreciate and thank Srila Prabhupada for making that request to Krishna. So the subject of my short talk today is on a very important word which is being used in our literature, and that word is achintaya. That means inconceivable. Hare Krishna. In the Vaishnav, there is our Gaudiya Vaishnav literature, that's the only place you really find this word coming over and over again. Achintaya. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Achintaya Beda Beda Tattva. So, inconceivably, one simultaneously one and different. We are same as Krishna as far as quality is concerned, but we are different as far as quantity is concerned, Prabhupada said. So, by the total surrender of Prabhupada to Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna virtually is purchased by his love and affection. Just like if you are working in some organization and you come first in the morning, you go last at home at night, or not go even sometimes, you're constantly working for the organization for years and years, non-stop, then you become so dedicated, and the owners think that without this man, the whole organization won't work. So similarly, Prabhupada was so intensely working for Lord Krishna that whatever his desire was, had to be fulfilled by Krishna. Same thing happened at Juhu. He had the desire to have such a temple there. So actually we have done nothing here. It is purely, we are instrumental only. Just like supposing somebody wants to make a chair, then a carpenter doesn't make the wood. The wood comes from the tree. He's only just shaping it here and there and putting a few nails. That's all we've done. But it is Radhanath Maharaj who gave the whole layout, the design. So he is the trusted lieutenant of Prabhupada, and he has implemented everything. In 1976, really speaking, we started this here, the temple. But it was not in the sense manifested temple like now. It was unmanifested. We use the word manifested and unmanifested. But it was anchintaya. We could not imagine what will be the eventual fate of this temple, or whether there will be a temple at all. So what happened was that we started by having only kirtans, that's all, with the children, our LNHO children. And purely by kirtan, everything manifests. This is a proof. We are sitting in a living proof. People think that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written Kirtanya Sada Hari, because that is the only solution in this Kali Yuga. There is no other solution. If you have a problem of relationship with someone, you both do kirtan together, this relationship will improve. If you have a problem of money, you do kirtan like here we did, money has come. There was nothing like this, so elegant a hall. Everything happens because of kirtan in Kali Yuga. So that became very clear from what happened that time. Then the second thing we did was we were offering prasadam of bananas and fruits and milk every morning, and a full lunch to the boys of dal, sabji, roti and rice. That is Prabhupada's formula. According to Prabhupada himself used to do that, and we also just followed in his footsteps. And by that, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu was the first boy of our LNHO who became, you know, chief pujari here, and his brother has become chief pujari at Belgaum. And many devotees have been trained here. Then we had Krishna Katha and Pravachans for the boys and for the general public. By preaching, actually, really speaking, Radhanath Maharaj and everybody got very, very keen that we developed this place. Because it was Prabhupada's desire that there should be a preaching center. So today, I was just talking to my friend my godbrother, Mahaprabhu, that we are having so much intensive preaching. All the brahmacharis are preaching all the time. They are not doing any funds collection or something like that. So they are either doing book distribution or preaching. So this is what pleased Prabhupada the most. So when you please a very senior Vaishnava, an Acharya that too, automatically, achintaya, how it happens we don't know. Inconceivably, we get everything that we want and more. So this is the fate of our Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple. It has been happening without our full knowledge. On 12th June 1978, I was made a trustee here. There was another trustee who was managing trustee, but his name was Chandrasen Bhatia, and he got a heart attack. So I was preaching to him in the Bhatia hospital where he was sleeping. First heart attack, then second heart attack, and he died. But by that time he became Krishna conscious, fortunately, because he changed his will. That is the important thing. And he willed it and removed all the family people's names and he put our name, that this must go to Krishna. So preaching has a very, very powerful influence on a person. And he has definitely gone home back to Godhead because he gave away, at that time, the value of this property was 13 crore rupees. Today it must be much more. So, 1978, suddenly at about 4:30 in the morning, the manager came and knocked at my door and said, here are the documents, here are the keys. You are now the managing trustee. Now you please instruct me what to do. I said, first thing you do is to go back and allow me to do my Mangala Arati we were having at home. Or you join, one of the two. And I told Radhanath Maharaj that this is what's happened. So Radhanath Maharaj was extremely pleased. And he said, let's go there immediately. So he came here. And since then, of course, Radhanath Maharaj has been the main guiding authority. And it's only under Radhanath Maharaj's constant mercy, I should say. You see, there are two things. One is compassion and the other is mercy. They are two different words in English language. You give mercy, but you take compassion. You see, there's a difference. You give mercy to someone. So it's actually something which is yours, which is your property, and you give it to someone. So mercy is given by Radhanath Maharaj to us here. At the same time, he took compassion. Means our bad things which we didn't unearth us, that has been removed. You see? So it's a two-way process. A wonderful two-way process has taken place here. All this has happened, achintya. We don't know also that has happened. Most of you may not know till I have just told you that this is what has happened. That inconceivably, both mercy and compassion came by two hands. And we have benefited, all of us, everybody here sitting here knows that they have benefited because somehow or the other they have come in association of devotees. The association of devotees is what the original, this is a most interesting thing. In late 1900 AD, there was a famine and a plague here, as you all know. I think you may have heard this before. And this plague broke out in Bombay, not at Surat. Surat was recently. And this people of Bombay, some of the senior people, saw that so many children were becoming orphans because the parents were dying of plague. So many of the Hindu boys were being converted to Christianity or some other religion. So they wanted to stop that and start this. And this lady Northcote, who was the wife of the governor of Bombay at that time, Bombay Presidency, remember, Bombay Presidency at that time included Karachi, Sindh, Gujarat, Kathiawar, and this Maharashtra. It was such a huge place. And this lady realized that there should be a Hindu orphanage. She was very kind, though she was a Christian. And she lent her name also to this institution. So then Sri Ratan Singh Mulji started this organization in August 1905. So we have a tremendous heritage, 100-year-old heritage from August 1905, and this is now July 2005. So it's a very long time. And as per the original trust deed, you see, there is always in every trust, there has to be a settler, that was this man I mentioned, Muljibai, and there is to be the purpose of the trust. This is the beauty of this trust, which was written in 1905. Provide and maintain education of orphans of Hindu community. Two, the managing trustee further agreed to form a proper Gurukul and Vaishnav teachings in 1905. This is inconceivable. How did we, this man know that 100, so many years afterward there will be a temple here? This is all Krishna's arrangement. Otherwise, as Krishna says in 15th chapter, 15th slok, what is that? Sarvasya chaham radisan nivishto smrutir jnan apohanancha vedescha sarve aham eva vedyo vedanta krutve. So, Krishna gives us knowledge, Krishna gives us remembrance, and Krishna gives us forgetfulness from the heart only. So, in this man's heart, in 1905, when he was a settler, he made the conditions of trust. He said there must be Vaishnav teachings. And because there was no Vaishnav teachings before we came, those people were eliminated. Krishna brings those who will teach Vaishnav teachings. And there should be Gurukul. So now we have got Gurukul. That was another wonderful thing. I saw this when I took over as managing trustee here. I wanted to know what was the original trust deed. Fortunately, one copy was still in intact position, so one could read it. And there I was shocked to learn. So I said, this is excellent. This is exactly what we want. And we implemented. And it said that there should be a temple which should be the center of all its activities, particularly Lord Krishna's temple, as he is the original founder of all Vaishnavs. This is a wording. What a legal wording. So, I mean, of course, that gentleman was belonging to another Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. That doesn't matter. Krishna is Krishna only. It's like the sun. Whether the sun is Japanese sun or Indian sun or British sun, it doesn't, foolish to say that the sun belongs to this man or that company or country. God doesn't belong to anyone. He is himself as he is. So these were the three conditions. So first thing we did, Radhanath Maharaj, under his guidance and instruction, first thing we did was to start implementing this only. And we thought that if we did what the original settler wanted, whoever formed this trust, if we did that, then automatically Lord Krishna will be pleased. And lo and behold, Lord Krishna himself decided to come here. And that's a great story, which I will leave it to my friend Mahaprabhuji, because he was given the task and assignment of bringing Sri Sri Radha Gopinath from Jaipur. And he went there, and now I'll stop here so that Mahaprabhuji can fill you up as to what happened as the next thing. Mahaprabhuji. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Nantum natsya gyananjana shalaka chakshivatam matashmai shri guru vanchakantarush prakashanduvai chapatitanam pavnebhyo vaishnavibhyo. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayate Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I would like to touch only 2 points. First, which Naji has spoken so wonderfully well. First, the person dying man, he made him a trustee. And recently, I was reading book of Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, that we must learn how to die. Die before you die. And if we can learn from this place, the dying man has made this declaration in his trust deed. And Bhakti Tirth Maharaj has very big hope from Radha Gopinath Mandir and with Radha Gopinath, Radha, say His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. That's why he, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, stayed there 7.5 weeks and he has done the last ceremonies of Bhakti Tirth Maharaj there at Gita Nagari. I would like to mention only one point, that he planned up like Raja Parikshit Maharaj. We must learn that thing. Anybody can die any time. In World Trade Center, 3,000 people, they died in no time. It may happen to anyone, any time. But we are not, if we reach even many people, even they are 60, 70, 50, cross 50 or whatever, we never make even our will. Then, they collect money throughout their life and leave that money to fight, their children should fight in the court. So, we must know how to die, and that is the one thing that man has done right thing and he appointed a person who is a Krishna Bhakta. So, we must learn from Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, who has great hope from Radha Gopinath Mandir. Just like Tamal Krishna Maharaj was having great hope from this temple and devotees from this temple. What he has done, that before dying, I was there, attended his last lecture on 1st June, which he has delivered in Gita Nagari. He said, from today, I am cutting my complete relationship from this world. Nobody will call me by the name of Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, or Ghanshyam, or his karmi name, or I am not going to give any consultation, I will not give any advice, I will not meet even my God brothers and God sisters and my disciples or anybody. I have already given whatever instruction I want. Just see like Radha Parikshit, when he was cursed that you are going to die in 7 days, what happened? He says, now I want to cut off my relationship completely from this material world. And what I am going to do? I am going to listen only Bhagavatam and from whom? Sukhdev Goswami. He took decision, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj took decision, and he decided with whom he is going to talk. And he decided, I am going to talk only with Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Up to the last day, he took the decision that I will die in the laps of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And that is being done. He said, when you are speaking last, you see, I will be buried here. In America, they cannot make samadhi. And then my ashes will be taken from here. They will make something there, small one, something. But they cannot do the things the way it is done here in India for the sannyasis. Pushpa, and they bring those things where their ashes they will put in Ganga, and then he has also suggested which place in Mayapur after Tamal Krishna Maharaj or after Sridhar Swami and one Maharaj. So there his samadhi will be made there. He said he had enough money because he got tons of money for his treatment. He made a trust, and that trust, He made a declaration that this money should be used for the people ailing who is sick. And if the trustees are satisfied from the trust, then this money should be used for the purpose of those. Means, whatever I wanted to say, he has written several books, How to Live. 24 books he has written. Management books he has written. But How to Die, he has written that book also. So we must know that in the last moment of our life, we should make that preparation. It should not happen. Oh, hankering for this thing, that thing, that thing. I have not done that thing. He said, now 95% cancer has already gone inside. I want to now cut off my relationship completely from this material world. Like Parikshit Maharaj, 7 days, you know, he has said, I'm not going to talk to anybody. So this is one thing. And second thing I would like to mention, that's Vaishnav. He said that here Krishna temple will be made as Vaishnav teaching should be done. I'm just picking up because I'm not ready. I'm just speaking, getting some power from Sri Nadji. So second thing he has said, Vaishnav teachings will be done and Krishna temple will be here. If you really want to understand what is Vaishnav teachings, most of you must have attended lecture of Govind Prabhu last week, Atma Nivedanam. So fantastic lecture. 15 minutes at one place I was crying when I was listening that lecture. The point is, Vaishnavism, if I have understood correctly what he said, Vaishnavism is something higher than thinking you are right or he is wrong. And you can prove it that this guy is completely wrong. I can bring evidence and I can prove it he is wrong and this person is right. Maharaj said it. It is all immaterial who is wrong, who is right. Vaishnavism is higher than right and wrong. We have to understand that. You have to listen to that lecture of Govind Prabhu, Lili Baron, last Sunday. We have to learn this thing. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not made temples. When I speak, sometimes I tell people that our movement is not making temples. Then they say, why you have made 600 temples around the world? To tell people that how to make your home temple. For that purpose, you come here, learn here, and make your home temple, because 99.9% people are going to get married. So they will live in the grihastha ashram and they should make their home temple. And that for that training, they should come Radha Gopinath Mandir. This Radha Gopinath, they have come here because that was their desire. Their desire came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a declaration. Nagar Pratigram Sarvatta Prachara Hoye Mor Naam. Means it is going to happen. Whether anybody is participating and not participating. Just like Arjuna, Krishna told Arjuna, just see in my Virat troop, everybody is already dead. I just want you to make Nimitta Matra. Because you are my friend and my devotee. So, Radha Gopinath Mandir can become Nimitra Matra to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Srila Prabhupada wanted it. He has gone out of India at the age of 70. When he has gone to Srimati Murarji and requested her, please give me passage in your ship, Jaldut. And Srimati Maharaji said, I cannot allow an old man like you to go to America because America is, you are too old and America it is too cold. And I don't want, America is, I hope I said correctly. I don't want you to, my father like sadhu, I don't want you to go there and die. At that time, Srila Prabhupada got up, he came to the door, he started crying, and he said, this is my last request to you. You have called me, I am like your father. If father is begging to his daughter, please allow me to go to America so I can fulfill the desire of my Guru Maharaj. I am going to die here. Why I should not die in America? And at that time, Srimati Murarji also started crying. And he said, okay, Maharaj, come here. And called Mr. Pandey. And she made all arrangement. And he has gone to America. So that when America picked up anything in the world, it has to spread over the world. Because Gita says, yada da acharya sishto, whatever is done by the great people is followed by the common people. Total world is like a common people. It's spread over there. And from there, we have learned this thing. Naji was senior to me, but I have gone to Jhu temple only on 14th January 1978. And somebody was talking there on the gate. I was not allowed to enter into the Jhu temple. But somehow or other, I wanted to get in. And from the back side with the stairs, I came inside the temple. And from that day, I was so much convinced with the philosophy. Thereafter, I started a center at Khar Center in 1979. And with the mercy of Giriraj Maharaj, we opened that center there. And Giriraj Maharaj mercy, then thousands of people took advantage. And when we have some problem at that time, then we were out of ISKCON. And when we are out of ISKCON, we were searching certain places. In Khar, we searched the place. We searched everywhere. And finally, we got one room here in this place, down about 10 by 10. And this place was, believe me, it's like a Bhoot Bangla. Bhoot Bangla. This place was, and by the mercy of Srinathji, finally, with so much struggle and all that thing, but now there is a desire, Prabhupada, pure devotee, Radhana Swami Maharaj. And because Krishna wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's Krishna. Prabhupada wanted, that happened. And now Radhana Swami wants to convey that message around the world. And he is training young people who is preaching. How many people are going out of India? Last month, the Govind Prabhu, Shishtakshak Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, today Gaurang Prabhu is supposed to be here. What they are preaching there, how they are preaching, 8 programs they were doing in America. I was present there, what they were doing there. And it's so wonderful, Europe, they are going to everywhere. So this is a place to learn how to preach. And then Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna wanted it, this place, and that is the Krishna's desire, Radhana Swami Maharaj's mercy. And so this Radha Gopinath, I became an instrument. Just I was not knowing, somebody told me, just go to Jaipur. And I was searching, this is blue Krishna, it's better than black Krishna. So I picked up blue Krishna, because that's my... And there was no singhasan. This murti is not our murti, somebody else's murti. So I told them, no, this is Yashumati Nandan's murti. I immediately phoned Yashumati Nandan. He says, your mandir is not, temple is not ready. I'll get you another murti within 3 months' time. So he agreed and he gave us this murti. Please.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhakti Desha Karane Vansha Kalpa Sarubya Stak Vipasindubya Evacha Patitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavidyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pragunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I offer my sincerest obeisances to all of the assembled devotees who have gathered together on this most auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in Bombay. It is a very fortunate experience that I have this opportunity to say a few words to you, to express my deepest gratitude for the wonderful services that you have been rendering to expand the glories of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's love throughout Bombay and throughout the whole world. It was Srila Prabhupada's wish that pure unalloyed devotional service be manifested within this world according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and teachings. Lord Chaitanya taught that beyond the temporary enjoyments, beyond the mystic powers, and beyond impersonal realization is the crest jewel of all goals in life, which is unconditional devotion, especially as exemplified by the residents of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his munificence, gave the love of the residents of Vrindavan to everyone and anyone, without discrimination, without consideration of any material qualifications or disqualifications. Through the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The chanting of the holy names and the association of devotees and discussion of topics of Krishna is so pure and so powerful that it can transform the heart. That is the very essence of all the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada took this essence across the world and magnanimously shared it through various fearless, creative ways of preaching. And those who love Srila Prabhupada and are trying to follow in his footsteps are endeavoring to carry on his mission. Just recently, I spent 8 weeks with His Holiness Shripad Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Each day, for about 2 to 3 hours, we spoke about Krishna and Vrindavan. When I return to Bombay, it will be my great satisfaction to share with you some of the experiences that we had together. But I can say that I never experienced such deep intimacy, such joy of association with another human being in my whole life. Just having dialogue, hearing and speaking about Krishna. Maharaj, who was on the verge of passing from this body, was like a small child with such innocence and such enthusiasm simply to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and serve the devotees. And in that atmosphere where we both had such deep realizations that life is so precious, and every moment of life is so precious, because time is so limited within these bodies that we live, and the sacred gift of Prabhupada's teachings is the most precious and only real thing that we have to live for. And when we share that gift with one another, it creates a type of love, a type of trust, and a type of joy that there is absolutely nothing within this whole cosmic manifestation that could compare. One of the beautiful attributes that we are trying to achieve in Sri Radha Gopinath Temple is a satsang, or an association of devotees who are deeply committed to Sri Radharani, to Gopinath, to Sri Guru, and to each other. Commitment to Sri Guru requires a deep commitment to each other in order to fulfill his mission. Rinarapi sunichena taror iba sahishnana amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. With humility, tolerance, respect, and a deep enthusiasm to chant the holy names, we come together. And we try to help each other, inspire each other, encourage each other, and care for each other so that we can stay on the path of pure bhakti throughout our lives. And in this life, meet Krishna. That is the benediction that we have received. So please take this very, very seriously. Wherever we travel in the world, people are expecting to find inspiration and direction from Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And that means that each and every one of us has to take a sincere responsibility to live according to Prabhupada's expectations in our lives. So be united. United in enthusiasm to come together to chant the holy names. United in your enthusiasm to come together to hear the message of Srila Prabhupada and our beloved acharyas. Be enthusiastic and determined to remain pure in our morality, in our ethics, and in our example in life so that the whole society could see what is really a Vaishnava. Let us be very enthusiastic and very determined to remain united in our service attitude, servant of the servant of the servant, where our greatest aspiration is not to acquire wealth, nor is it to acquire fame, prestige, or even knowledge. Our greatest aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of the servant for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we pursue this attitude and place this ideal above all others, then individually and collectively we will be empowered to glorious things as instruments of Srila Prabhupada's compassion within this world at this desperate time in the age of Kali. I am eternally grateful to each and every one of you who has assembled together for allowing me the precious opportunity of offering whatever insignificant service I am able to offer to you. And on this very special day, I offer my sincerest gratitude to each of you for your sincere efforts to assist in this great mission of Srila Prabhupada. Let us pray that Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple grows and expands in its quality and quantity to give light in this age of Kali, the light of true, pure devotional service, representative, representing the heart of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I pray that your festival today is one of deep thought on how we could all improve, both individually and collectively, the purity of our consciousness and the service that we can remember, that we can render. And I pray that today is a day of joy and gratitude for all of you. So let us now celebrate by chanting, dancing, and taking the Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji together. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Dev ki jai. Sri Sri Nitai Gaurachandra ki jai. Sri Gopal Ji ki jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki. So the surprise was revealed initially by Srinathji Prabhu without his knowledge. I think by the causeless inconceivable, as Srinathji Prabhu was mentioning, by the causeless mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, we were tuned into Akashwani Los Angeles to hear the message. As Srinathji Prabhu was mentioning, the original person who handed, the activity of this place to Srinathji Prabhu had this desire that these Vaishnava teachings be given. And at one time in the orphanage, when we had the annual day, Soliness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning that what is an orphanage? Orphanage are those people who don't know who their father is. So he said, actually the whole world is a big orphanage. Because people don't know who their original father is. Hey Nath Narayan Vasudeva. Gopinath is the real Nath. So if they don't know, they are Anath. So here, their lordships are standing and through their representatives giving this knowledge so that people from Anath can become Sanath. So those wonderful devotees who are part of that initial establishment of this temple and its activities, we are fortunate to be present. I mean, they are present here and we are with them. At this time, I would request His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu to kindly share his thoughts of those days and any other things he would like to convey.
Hare Krishna. So on this 17th appearance day, appearance of Radha Gopinathji in Chopati temple, actually I don't think I can understand the gravity of the depth of what such a momentous day is really in my life. This is we can only see from the surface just a glimpse of what the reality is. I don't know whether in this lifetime also we would understand our good fortune to, at least I don't think I have the ability to comprehend how much we have been blessed, that why we have been chosen to come and have this opportunity here with Radha Gopinath Ji. But fortunately, we just heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj about the mood in which this temple has been offered to Srila Prabhupada. And in fact, it was Srila Prabhupada's desire that this temple come here. And as we have heard many times, that he was standing at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan steps, and he just professed, he expressed his wish that someday temple should come here, and he was pointing towards Chopati, and it actually manifested. So, what we can do on such a day is to really pray to Radha Gopinaji to give us the strength, give us the desire and determination to rededicate ourselves in such a way that we can see the millions of miracles that are unfolding by Radha Gopinathji actually in our lives, individually and collectively. Srila Prabhupada's prophecy was one so-called miracle, but it is really a fulfillment of the desire of a pure devotee by their lordships. Similarly, another one was that when 17 years ago, when Radha Gopinathji were here, there was only Radha Gopinathji, there were no other deities. And many of you recall, we've discussed this also, that at that time, a couple of years later, there was a kind of poll, informal poll, to find out whether we should have more deities. And almost everybody said that it is not possible, there is no place. And then Shri Gopalji and Nitai Gaurchandra appeared. And even then we thought for many years that this is the end, there is absolutely no place. And we can see that practically every year they manage, and it is beyond comprehension how it just fits in so well. And we don't know where it will end. So these are actually, if we have the eyes to see, then we can see what Radha Gopinathji are actually telling us practically daily. Similarly, in the lives of many of the devotees around us, we may say that, well, we are reading in the Shastra about the great acharyas, and that is the inspiration we get. At the same time, we also have read about Srila Prabhupada, and we are also seeing many of his disciples. But now we are also seeing Prabhupada's grand disciples. At least we know many devotees were staying here, and there are many all over the world. This is also a miracle how people have from all walks of life are taking this mission in such seriousness. Again, it is beyond comprehension how, with all the attractions outside, people who are in their 20s or even younger are able to take this so seriously that they are making lifelong vows and fulfilling it. So there are so many instances that we are seeing. So I can only pray that we have the sincerity by which Krishna reveals in subtle ways to us these signals, such that we are able to get inspired and fulfill some of the things that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj spoke about, that we should remain united, we should try to retain the essence, that is simplicity and sincerity of our vows, of what Krishna consciousness movement is all about, what Srila Prabhupada wanted it to be. So, we have the danger, of course, that as the temple grows larger, like any institution, that we may miss the real essence, and gradually, because to run larger institutions, there has to be certain format, in a certain hierarchy or certain organization. But it is a great danger that we may get sucked into it, or we may become a little impersonal, or we may become proud, and I'm sure it will happen to us because we are we're full of faults. But at least if we have that much sincerity by which, when people correct us or improve, or help us to improve, at least I hope that I can keep that those instructions and we can help each other. So it's a very glorious day, very wonderful day, and I'm sure there'll be many other speakers. So thank you all for coming here, and we hope that we can increase our association and have a deeper relationship such that we can help each other, as Mahaprabhuji mentioned and Maharaj also mentioned about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's example. Then I hope that we can, whenever our time comes, that we can fulfill our goal successfully. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. There is one thing I am sure is common between Golok Vrindavan and Gopinath Mandir. We may not have seen, but at least from scriptures we hear that it is ever expanding and navanavayamanam. Every time it is newer. That aspect is positively true with this temple. Every month a person comes, he finds it newer and different. And somewhere little expanded, somewhere something new manifesting. And part of this expansion program for a long time was His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu. I would like to request him to kindly share a few words.
Hare Krishna. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu just mentioned, there has been constant change in every aspect of this temple. Not only the bricks and mortar and the marble, but those of us who have seen it over the years have experienced and realized the different aspects of the change, whether it be the number of devotees or whether it be the amount of space or whether it be the quality, dedication and each person's commitment. It has been growing, and I'm sure it will keep on growing. And as long as we have the guidance and mercy of the most senior and pure devotees like His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, there is hope for all of us. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Another devotee who is also very much a part of the expansion Leela of Radha Gopinath Temple is His Grace Radha Giridhari Prabhu, who is from behind, inspiring and by His own example and assisting the devotees here in the wonderful preaching endeavors being made. I would like to request Radha Giridhari Prabhu to kindly speak a few words. He was connected with the first IIT preaching endeavor. I remember very, very active with Devamrit Prabhu. And Prabhuji was the person who on the day of installation, the two would-be devotees who had come, Grace Shamanand Prabhu and Sanat Kumar Prabhu, on the day, the first day of installation, they also appeared along with Gopinath Ji. And at that time, Radha Giridhari Prabhu was the one who invited them and fed them sumptuous prasadam, seeing the potential in their becoming a devotee.
Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I've not even dressed. I'm coming straight from the airport. I'm just fortunate to be here. All I can just say is that whatever we are fortunate enough to see at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, I've actually seen it to be literally a manifestation of all of Maharaj's desires. And we have been fortunate to see how from the very beginning, Maharaj, you know, had literally desired every aspect of this temple, whether it is the external temple or the way he wanted all every devotee to come to the temple and literally feel, an integral part of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's family. And, I have seen how much of pains, how much of, difficult things that Maharaj has, taken in all its expansion. Many years back, I am taken back to a time in Pune when, there was a time when Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's the temple was very, very small, and we were trying to request all of the congregation to come forward and help in any possible way. And in our not so experienced manner, we tried to start asking different devotees to come forward and aggressively help with some donations. And Maharaj actually completely changed the entire mood of the approach. He simply wanted every person, his desire was that he wants each and every person to come to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, to come and completely feel, completely feel at ease and literally come here where we are trying to, give them just pure devotion. We would like every person not to feel as sometimes in some temples in the world, we have people, there's a mood where, people are always asking you for some Lakshmi. But Maharaj's mood was that he literally was so content and happy. He said, if we just get a fruit, a flower, we can simply worship Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in that way. So, whatever the congregation can, help from their heart, he's saying, we just want them to keep coming. And that mood of Maharaj, where he would literally want every person to feel absolutely the same. There should not be any distinction between people from one kind of background or the other. Everyone, can come in a loving mood. This mood, has been, with Maharaj right from the beginning, and we are just fortunate that, he constantly keeps correcting us and, building this mood. Thank you, Hari Bol.
We heard this morning about how when Sri Sri Radha Gopinath were installed, one brahmachari was given Brahman Diksha so that he can start serving. So, and he has been like the foundation pillar for the ashram, brahmachari ashram, and source of inspiration for many in the congregation. I request His Grace Govind Prabhu to kindly get up. Otherwise, I'll continue to speak his glories little more.
Hare Krishna. We were discussing in the morning, actually in the Sunday festival, when Sridham Sakha Prabhu asked me, said, should we announce in the Sunday festival program about the festival and also in the flash? And we decided, no, we should be a private program. And still there are thousands of devotees. And I remember in the beginning when I joined the ashram in 1988, in the same place we would have many programs simultaneously, including the Hare Krishna program. In this same place, the Tinkerbell girls and boys would be dancing. They would have some dance program. And the Gurukul boys would have their Ganpati festival here. And here, some other function would be going, and behind the partition there would be youth program. It was called as Rajavidya Institution. So in one place, we could manage 4 programs. That means hardly anybody would come here. But now we can see that so many devotees are coming. I remember we were discussing in the morning about 3 years back when Maharaj spoke from New Vrindavan live. We had some technical problems, so therefore we could not have a live broadcast. But we recorded his talk. So he was mentioning, when we had his extension of this temple, about 200 devotees could sit more. Then he asked us, is the temple full? And he said, yes, Maharaj, it's over full now. Already people are standing outside the temple. And he said, I am in New Vrindavan, and the New Vrindavan temple is much bigger than Radha Gopinath temple, but there is a problem. Temple is completely empty. And he asked me, which is better problem? The temple which is empty or the temple which is full and no space to sit? I said, Maharaj, this problem is better. It's a positive problem. And we were also discussing that along with a lot of facilities, if you are successful, there is always a tendency to become proud. Identify yourself with the success. And when there is a failure, there is a tendency to become envious. Material world always creates challenges. So it may be seen that we are part of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath temple. It's very successful. So if we think that we are part of the successful temple, then that pride can destroy. In fact, the scriptures say, the gods, when they want to destroy somebody, first they give them a lot of success. So that is the challenge we have to face at Shri Shri Radha Gopinath temple. We don't have to announce for anybody and still people come and they are becoming devotees. It is not our endeavor. So therefore, this challenge of being successful might go into our head and destroy our consciousness. And from very beginning, the principle of this Radha Gopinath community was development of family. The leadership, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, did not give much importance over individualistic approach. One can be very special alone. But the system was created that we could grow in unity. Our Gaurang Prabhu speaks all the time that collective unity is much greater than individual purity. Of course, that doesn't mean that we don't strive for purity. But the principle is that if anything hinders our united progress, then in the same place where this place which has grown so much can also cause great conflict. Therefore, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj would always tell us, he always tells us, that we should be grateful to Srila Prabhupada and grateful to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. If we are not grateful, then we'll be greatly fools. On this special occasion of their holy appearance, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's holy appearance, we take this understanding in our heart that we discussed about Atma Nivedan on Sunday. We may not strive to that kind of exhibition of that character of Bali Maharaj, but at least if we are united. I was just reading one very old letter which His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj wrote to me about 16 years back when I had some difficulties about being in this place. So I had written this letter to him, and the answer which he wrote was the same principle what we are discussing. He said, if you see separately yourself from other devotees and start finding faults with them, he said, it is guaranteed that you'll be most unfortunate. But if you continue to live in the association of devotees with whatever difficulties are there, without trying to find faults, to find faults in Kali Yuga is not a big deal because it is ocean of fault. But to find good qualities, that is rare. And if one can do it, that is a great quality. So therefore he said that finding faults is not a big thing. You'll only become most unfortunate. But if you continue to serve your devotees, continue to take shelter of devotees, then in their association, then the mercy of Shri Radha Gopinath is easily possible. So on this special occasion of Shri Radha Gopinath, on behalf of all the brahmacharis, we pray that you all bless us so that we can continue to perform our devotional service with great sincerity and try to be instrument of our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki.
I would like to request Her Grace Vishakha Mataji, if she's here.
Morning, I'm trying to feel that how I should express my gratefulness and thankfulness to Radha Gopinath for all that has happened in all our lives. But I was just thinking that how can you thank the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's the cause of all that he has done, and it's so foolish to even make any attempt to thank him, because everything that is happening is just by his desire. When I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam in the first and second cantos, we see that how creation takes place. And how Krishna is just creating by glancing and just by having a desire. So similarly, Radha Gopinath has appeared over here, and simply by his desire and just by standing here and glancing, he has given shelter to so many of us, so many devotees, when newcomers, girls or people who come here, when they talk to us, they just mention that we have this problem or that problem, and every Sunday we try to come before the deities and we try to open our hearts to him, because it's so difficult to find true relationships in this world. So this, when we hear these type of things, although we do not have the faith, it increases our faith that how Krishna as a person, especially Radha Gopinath, he has been so reciprocative with old and new devotees, everybody, that they are just by standing here and smiling, they are satisfying so many feelings of so many of the people who come and just stand before them, trying to make an attempt to purify their lives. And just like Krishna desired to create, and he creates by glancing, Lord Brahma is the secondary creator, and Krishna empowers him to create like this. So the same way Radha Gopinath, through his pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he has been creating all the miracles that we have been hearing about and we have been witnessing with our own eyes. And all this doesn't happen unless we perform tapasya. So Krishna also told Brahma that the two words he told him was tapa. And we have seen what amount of tapasya has gone into building this beautiful temple today. In fact, when you even walk into the temple, it's difficult to believe that this is our temple. You know, it's so amazing how it has just grown in this manner. And the tapasya that all the devotees and especially Radhanath Swami, he has gone through. We remember how one time Maharaj was just explaining to us that when he was told that how he should, he used to preach in universities in the US, and all of a sudden he was given the instruction that you should go to Bombay and you should help build up the congregation over there. And he was so much well established in doing, cultivating so many peoples and in so many universities, that it would have been, what would happen to all those centers over there? But he was just told that no, you just go. And he was so surrendered to the authorities that told him to do that, he just gave up all attachment to the fruits of whatever he had been giving his blood to build up. And he immediately came to Bombay. And with his same endeavor and purity, he started building up this Radha Gopinath temple. And within a few years, he used to, once he was mentioning how suddenly he would get a phone call that the Columbus Center has closed down, and he would say it was like a heart blow to him that, you know, he would start remembering that how much endeavor he had put in building the university center over there. And after a few months, he would get a call and that some other center has closed down over there. And slowly, slowly, all the 10 to 12 centers that he had established over there, they all just began closing down because of his absence in taking care and cultivating the people over there. And he was explaining it was so painful to him, but just the joy of seeing this temple developing was the only way he could tolerate those blows that he was experiencing of the centers closing down. So it is only a small prayer to Radha Gopinath that just like how a fruit sticks on to a tree and gradually just by being on the tree, some the fruit matures off. So if Radha Gopinath just please keeps us at his lotus feet, somehow just by being over there, we hope and pray that some understanding and maturity in Krishna consciousness will come over the years that we can please Guru and Krishna in that way. Thank you very much.
So as mentioned earlier, on the same day that their Lord Shiv Shri Radha Gopinath ji appeared, two devotees also had come for the first time, and they have been witness to all the wonderful activities since then. One of them was His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu. I would like to request him to come and speak a few words.
Hare Krishna. So I'm deeply honored to be allowed to speak a few words in front of this small family gathering. Well, that's what this festival was supposed to be. And I don't know, but I just had this thought in my mind as to if we make a sort of a balance sheet of what exactly we have achieved so far and what are the current things going on. Businessmen regularly make something called a SWOT analysis. The strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats in front of a project or a business opportunity. So taking preaching from Radha Gopinath Temple, that as a model. So what are the strengths that we have? Not talking from a position of pride, but as Radhanath Maharaj always stresses that whatever we do, we have to have that sense of gratitude. We may be doing wonderful things. We may be instrumental in having wonderful things done through us, but never to think that we are the cause of them. Somehow we have been chosen. Today wonderfully Govind Prabhu presented how, of course it's a historical thing, that this temple was established due to some kind of division, some kind of disagreement, and devotees came here. So that was not a good thing. But then somehow Prabhupada showered his blessings, and again like a branch which is grafted onto a tree. And what is the proof that this branch is grafted is that it starts bearing fruits and they taste the same. That means it has connections with the root. So one day we had asked Maharaj, how did exactly you get the idea of having a community? Maybe not in the same wording. So he said, well, there are Prabhupada's disciples who are preaching all over the world, and they have their, many of them have their clear-cut guidelines as to what Prabhupada expected from them. He said, at the same time, he told us in New Vrindavan, at that time New Vrindavan was just a fledgling community, that book distributors would distribute books, Harinam, Sankirtan devotees would do Harinam Sankirtan. Restaurants were giving Krishna Prasad. Devotees would go to libraries, to universities. And one question would be popping up all the time. Is there a place where all this is practiced? Is there a place where people actually come together? And right now, as it stands, there was a survey done. There were 87% devotees living in ISKCON temples in the 70s. At the end of the 80s and beginning of 90s, there were 93% devotees staying outside ISKCON temples. So many temples couldn't just understand what this is happening. Urmila Mataji was once asked a question, what is exactly the difference between the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance in the life of a devotee? So she said, shall I give a humorous reply? And we said, yes. She said, we were taught or we were thinking, if you live in the temple as a full-time grihastha or a brahmachari, you're in the mode of goodness, don't worry. If you live close by to the temple, where you can go there and associate sometimes, you're in the mode of passion. If you live far off, and you are just a Janmashtami ke Janmashtami devotee, they're in the mode of ignorance. And she said, of course, it doesn't apply here, because here we find, it is not just that a Sunday feast consists of outsiders and temple devotees. I am tempted to share one more incident. One very, very, very close associate of Prabhupada, not an initiated disciple, but a hard supporter, a die-hard supporter. He told his sons to go and do some seva puja. So they came and they contributed something for the puja here. And he said, I want to give feast to the devotees. So we said, okay. So he said, how much it would be? Make it as grand as possible. You know, mango juice and this and that sabji. And he insisted, it has to be like that. So he said, it's about 5,000 rupees. I said, Prabhu, we are thinking of serving something like 1,800 devotees. So his face became pale. He said, look, I'm not talking of outsiders. I'm talking of devotees. Sunday feast, you know, outsiders come, take darshan, and also the devotees should eat. So I said, that's what I'm telling. That if you want to feed devotees, 1,800 devotees come. So he said, no, you don't understand. You know, those who come just for darshan, I'm not talking of them. I'm talking of those who practice Krishna Bhakti at home. They have your grihastha devotees, or they have deities and all that's okay. So how many would be coming? And again I said 1,800. At that time it dawned upon him what I was saying. And finally he just called his parents and he said, they are not talking in terms of 5,000, it might go up to 60,000. And he said, if that is true, that what you have on Sundays or festivals is that big a community. So most people don't understand that how is it possible. So these are some of the things which Maharaj already had in his mind. And he was never after just quantity or just after numbers. Like once, we were just discussing on a brahmachari class, what is the definition of a Sunday feast program? And imagine, Pat comes his typical creative as well as very deeply spiritual, deeply thought answer. He said, that means a program, a satsang program in which brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasis, sannyasis, whoever they come and chant and dance in front of Radha Gopinath as the humble servants of each other. That's all. So, that is one of the strengths which we have. That we have, and we have all those devotees who are also similarly interested in community development, giving us inputs, giving us their wonderful suggestions, like His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, Urmila Mataji, many, many others. The opportunities which we have, right now, I just wanted to know how many projects which are having, like right now we'll be showing you something about a website. Then we have Govindas coming up It is coming up soon. Some of our devotees call it Govinda Alare. It is just now coming. For the last 6 months, it's coming. But we have the municipal authorities who are testing our patience. We have enthusiasm and they are testing the patience anyway. The Bhaktivedanta Hospital, which went through its Agni Pariksha last year, and it's 1 year since we have opened it. So, projects are maturing. That's one of our strengths. We have Gopal Garden. We also have Bank of Yamuna, the Yamuna Kinara Credit Organization, the BTG Magazine department going on, the Govardhan Farm. So, right before our eyes, even without our knowing sometimes, these things are blossoming. What are the threats? For one thing, this was primarily seen as a community of Radhana Swami's disciples. It was never meant like that. It is not meant to be like that. It is meant to be a community of the humble servants of their lordships, Shishi Radha Gopinaji, Lalita Vishakha, Nitai Gaur Chandra Gopal, and many others may also join, whichever lordships may join the altar. So, we have now a growing community of disciples of Romapad Maharaj, Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Radha Govind Maharaj, and their respective spiritual masters. They have their own distinct, unique flavor of preaching. They have their mandate given by Prabhupada. But these wonderful devotees are also becoming part of the community here. So, we would be failing in our duties if we don't accept them as such, if we don't allow them to grow as such. Just like if you tell two people who are having some dispute or having some disagreement, please cooperate, you are brothers, you have a common father. Or there is a higher thing, please cooperate, you are both interested in the same ideal. That is much higher. So although many managers feel that it's much easier when you have disciples of one guru to have things go smoothly, that's not the case all the time. Wherever and whenever you have devotees who have the same ideal, who have the same goal, that is what we want, that community spirit. And I was thinking, what might be the weakness of this community? And after searching for some time, I could understand that maybe it's only one. At least in my case, it has proved to be that it has accepted unqualified people without even looking at what they might be, what qualifications they have. And I'm glad to say that weakness is still there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I would now like to request His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu to kindly make a special announcement for the last program.
We are very happy to announce on this very auspicious day that we are also offering a gift, a small birthday gift to Shri Radha Gopinaji by launching the website with domain names. If you would like to take down, it's already here. ISKCON Chopati, ISKCONChopati.org and RadhaGopinath.com.
We would like to take you on a very short tour of the website so that... Can somebody put off the lights, please, so that we can see it clearer? Yeah. So we are going to take you on a very short tour of the Radha Gopinath website.